Okay, so here's my thoughts on the movie Fight Club. So, first off, it's a movie that everybody has to agree. Like, there's some part of it that is at minimum pretty fucking interesting. If you're more into the psychological parts, or like the psychological parts, meaning, you know, or like the philosophical parts behind it, or if you're more into like the brutalness of it or the action, most people can agree it was definitely, you know, it was definitely a good movie. Okay. And I'd say it was probably one of the few that was like really before its time being like a genuinely well-made psychological thriller, I'd say. That whole, you know, kind of like who, again, it kind of goes into that whodunit type of shit. You know, if, well, everybody's seen Fight Club now, so the whodunit, it actually was him the whole time, as he was crazy. And I'm sure there's been plenty of clones after that of, you know, people trying to do the whole thing, like, oh my God, it was me the whole time, I didn't know. But yeah, my thoughts on Fight Club is this, man. Ultimately, it's about a guy who just wants something real. And I mean real. It's not in the sense of, you know, buying expensive shit and all that, but he just wanted to feel something real, right? And it's also one of those scenarios where he just kind of hits this perfect storm of this perfect storm of you know, not sleeping well because he's so stressed out, because he, you know, because he's mad because his life isn't going the way he wants it. He's found himself at 30. I think he's like 30 or 35 in the movie. You know, he has a great job, blah, 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 but none of it's real. You know, his life just kind of comes back down to, you know, going to work this job for 8 hours, 8, 9 hours, and come home and look at a bunch of expensive shit. And I mean, see, bitches like that. But, like, see, men, we actually want something real. See, bitches, and even then, bitches get tired of it too. But men, we, like, see, men as the more genuine creatures, like, like it's been said times before on live streams and calls, men are by default programmed to be, you know, just they like they we are deep what we are but we are trained, I say, not default programmed, we are trained to be beta simps, right? And if anything, it's a very difficult challenge. Either something traumatic has to happen, or you have to really work at diffusing that shit, that all that, that, you know, at least what, 15 years of programming with inside you to get out of that shit, man. The only, like I said, you know, in older videos, the only way that a lot of guys I've seen that get out of that shit are guys who either grew up with sisters or grew up with a single mother, and then they watched what the mothers was doing and the sisters was doing and learned from it and went on their own path. Something has to happen, man. But anyway, back to the movie. Yeah, so I was gonna put the trailer up and like run through the trailer while I was talking, but I started Googling to see, like, yeah, you really can't upload people's trailers. So I just didn't even want to get into that issue. But we're gonna go over a lot of the quotes from the movie. But I did want to talk about that girl, Marsha or whatever, the girl Helena Bonham Carter played. She I liked her character. I really did like her character, man. Because also, you gotta remember, this was done before the days where prescription medication was like the immediate go-to. Motherfuckers really weren't trying to. I mean, they were, but it wasn't like. See, this was long before this whole surge and people actually giving a fuck about mental illness and shit like that. And you know what I'm saying? So like motherfuckers, they weren't. People weren't. You know, they'd rather just tell you was just you just need some sleep and exercise to get the fuck out of my office than like than deal with you on your real level. So this is another, like, that's another way. Like, the movie it's really in a different time and different era. Like, nowadays, you know, people they damn near want to be, you know. People see mental illness as an attention getter now, so everybody thinks they have a mental illness. But like, see, back then when this movie was made, this was more in that time where it wasn't like motherfuckers still, you were really an outcast if you had a mental illness back then. But yeah, back to the woman I was talking about, man. I like her character because she the character in the movie, well, that was a pretty decent real character. She wasn't a hussy. She was just a real a real genuine, you know, down to earth, more relative, you know, in the context, a more down to earth woman. I like her character, Helena Bonham Carter. I've always been a fan of hers. I don't watch a lot of shit that she does, but she kind of has that aura about herself in real life. Like, she's, you know, she's every woman has some hussy in her, but she's not like a, she's not she was never that kind of sellout jiggling her ass type of hussy. But yeah, so Edward Norton, man. Great fucking actor. I like Brad Pitt as an actor too. But I think, like, again, the core of what I seen in it was Ed Norton's character. Just he wanted something real. And then on top of that, it was a perfect storm of, you know, going suffering from insomnia for a while, fucking up, and then going through this, coming home, you know, going to work, having a nice job, getting flown around the world, blah, 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 and coming home, looking at expensive shit. You know, that shit gets boring, man. Bitches can live in that much longer than men can, because men, we need something real. So then what happens? He goes out, you know, well, unbeknownst to him in the beginning, he creates, you know, he has this best friend, and they end up getting in fights, and, you know, they start a fight club, blah, 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 and, you know, end the story with that, you know, topic. So the quotes were amazing, and that's what we're going to touch on. Actually, let's touch on them right now. Fuck it. Let's go. So the first one goes on this page, "It's only after we've lost everything that we're free to do anything." Yeah, and that goes into the other quote that I always take from the movie, "The things that you own end up owning you," right? And as men, men, we can't let material things own us. We can't let this television, this car, these pair of shoes, we cannot let that define who we are. You see, because man is truly valued from woman by being valued within himself. Perfect example, Ed Norton in that movie didn't have a girlfriend before. When he get the girlfriend, after he lost all that expensive, see, back then, that was when IKEA was like, that was super foreign to Americans. So, like, that was expensive to us. IKEA is like, you know, nothing now in the States. But in the movie, he gets all this IKEA furniture. You know, this was 20 years ago. We didn't have IKEA back then. So he was the exotic motherfucker. But when he had the great job, blah, blah, didn't have a girlfriend, bitches probably wouldn't pay him attention. When did he actually get a girlfriend? Was when he went off and he did his own thing. He defined himself. That fucking table, that dinner table, then all that shit, that's not going to pull bitches. Bitches might look at it and say, ooh, nice table, you know. And when she wants an ego boost, she'll call you up to go sit at the table to go eat. But she don't want to sit at that table. I mean, that's not really going to pull her. What's going to pull a woman's attention is, on a deeper level, to get that genuine loyalty out of her, is that you define yourself. So for a man, this saying is much more true. It's only after we've lost everything that we're free to do anything. Yeah, for men to see women. Now, on the other hand, with women, their existence is based off of what's the value of that thing that's around me, and then they build their value up off of that. But see, men, this is real shit for men. If anything, this was a red pill movie for real. Next line goes, "I don't want to die without any scars," which makes sense. Because if you don't have any scars, that meant you weren't really living. You weren't really doing anything. You living in a safety zone is, you know what I'm saying? For men to live in a safety zone means that you didn't do anything. See, men, we are valued for having the scars. We are valued, like men are like muscles. Like, the more we get hurt, like, the stronger we get. We may not realize it a lot of times, but the harder we get hit by life, or the deeper the scar, the stronger we are in the end. Because I think, was it John Mayer had a song? He said, boys, pretty much, long story short, his daughters. He said, you can break boys, but you can't break women. You can break boys, you can find out how much they can take. You can find out how much that man can take. And then when he builds himself back up, he'll be stronger. He may not see it, but he'll be stronger for real. But women, you can't break women. I mean, you can't break a woman. Because you break a woman, she's going to be broken. She never gets back up. Next line. "This is your life, and it's ending one moment at a time." Yeah. Real shit. So this is a line. I've always kind of came back to this in my everyday life. It says, "You are not your job. You are not how much money you have in the bank. You are not the car you drive. You are not the contents of your wallet. You're not your fucking khakis. You are all singing, all dancing crap of the world." Yeah. Hey, the last part is just kind of like, you know, I guess a badass moment. But, you know, the first part is something I've always gone back to in my life. You're not your job. You're not your khakis. You're not your car. Yeah. See, men really have to understand this. While on one hand, yeah, like, you know, it's known if you just have money, blah, 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 that'll go out, you know, and get you better opportunities in the world, because now people look at you as a man who can produce something. But at the same time, it's easy to get too high on that supply of attention and then fuck around and start defining yourself by that shit. And it's real hard, man. It's real hard. It's really difficult to do. Because like I said to a caller in a live stream, like with men, see men, we have to look out for getting too happy with anything. Because when we start getting happy, it's usually meaning like we're getting ready to fuck something up if we're too happy with it. So let's continue. You know how they say you only hurt the ones you love? Well, it works both ways. Yeah. You are not special. You are not a beautiful snowflake. You're the same decaying organic matter as everything else. We're all part of the same compost heap. We're all singing, all dancing, crab of the world. Yeah. I think that was more from the book. Yeah, this was from the book, I think. And the other one earlier was from the movie. Because I had the book, too. And weirdly enough, the book is actually, I don't know if anybody's ever read this book, but the book is pretty much right on par with the movie. It's almost like the Watchmen comic books, the Watchmen and the movie Watchmen. It was pretty page for page. They followed it pretty closely. Now, like Forrest Gump kind of took, you know, different, real big different turns from the book and the movie. But this book and movie, it was pretty right on. It was pretty, you know, pretty page to page. The things you used to own, now they own you. Yeah, man, I had to tell my female cousin this, man, because she's sitting over in America, and she's letting this you know, these things own her. And she's too afraid to leave because she's putting this value in this, you know, in this she's putting value in this fucking object. And this is holding, you know, it's crazy how the objects that we own fucking end up imprisoning us, because then we'd be too afraid to lose it and shit. And this is why I said in videos a long time ago, man, like, there a part of you, especially as a man, a part what makes a man more sexy and shit in the world is the ability to let shit go, is to let people go, to let shit go. Now, I'm not saying, like, you know, go out and buy a fucking, you know, Lamborghini and then just throw it in a trash can. I'm not trying to say that, but that shit that you own, it ends up owning you, and the fact that you want to start taking all this care of it, blah, 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 blah. So, similar thing, like let's say you want to start a family. You know, your family ends up owning you. Why? Because you care about it. You want to be there for it. You want to take care of it. It ends up owning you. Now, that's not so much of a bad thing, but what I think where it can go bad is when people put value in material objects and want to overtake care of it to the point where they're now handicapping the world because they got to get home, make sure that their MacBook's still there or whatever the fuck, you know, is still there. And they let it own them in life. Now they got to redirect everything in life because they got this material thing over here that they love with all their heart and got a fucking... There was an episode of Arthur. Y'all remember that show Arthur with that little... I think it was an aardvark or something like that. There was an episode with Arthur... where he got this bike. He really wanted this bike. Just this little mountain bike, right? He's a kid. He just wanted this mountain bike. And he was like, you know, he was crazy about this mountain bike, man. He wanted it. And he finally got it. I think for his birthday, he got it. And he would never ride it. And he was cleaning it every 10 minutes. All he would do is clean it every 10 minutes. And he would never ride it. Didn't want it to get dirty, nothing. And people finally start saying, like, look, man, you ain't even having fun with it. You just cleaning up and locking it in the closet. See, it ended up owning him. He didn't have fun with it or anything. See, and I seen a lot of older guys who get, like, these older model cars, and they do the same thing. They just, you know, they end up just, like wiping it off and keeping it in the garage. Like, they're not actually having fun with it. They're not living with it. The thing is, they end up living with it kind of thing. It's not living with them. That's just my opinion on that. But yeah. Oh, this was funny from the movie. Okay, this is when Helena Bonham Carter's character was talking to Ed Norton. She says, okay, you fuck me, then snub me. You love me, you hate me, you show me a sensitive side, then you turn into a total asshole. Is this a pretty accurate description of our relationship? Meanwhile, she's still there. She's still there. Women love, like on average, women love that up and that emotional roller coaster, which is known in the manosphere. But yeah, that's about right. At the time, my life just seemed too complete, and maybe we have to break everything to make something better out of ourselves. Yeah. So I don't remember hearing this in the movie, but this sounds like right before his apartment blew up. Or maybe a little after it. Yeah, see, and I touched on this a while back, man. Life, like it's difficult to get to this part to fully understand it, but life is not about for men. We're not like we can go out there and fuck around and own the entire galaxy, right? Then what's next? What you gonna buy? You gonna buy light? You know what I'm saying? What you gonna buy after that? Like you can go out there and buy and obtain these objects, obtain these things. But then the next step is okay, so what's next? And then that's when you usually come to the realization with whatever your everything is. Your everything may be something different, but when you get to that point of achieving everything, then you start to see, oh, like it really wasn't, the goal really wasn't to achieve it. The goal was to see if I can do it, then can I do it, and then move on to something else. Meaning like the goal is not really like, for example, like this iPad, right? The goal is not really this iPad. The goal for a lot of people is going to see if they can save, if they can overcome the obstacles of obtaining the iPad, right? Then once they get the iPad, and they even have studies on this, when you get a new gift, like the high goes down like 15 minutes after you open it, and it just turns into something else after that. I mean, some people maybe a little last longer, whatever, but same theory. What you come to find out is it really wasn't about obtaining, getting like having the expensive thing. Where the fun is going out and getting it, and then trying again, go out get it. It's pretty much the fisherman. Being a fisherman is essentially what is fun for men. You see them? It's being the fisherman. It's going out fishing, seeing if you can catch a fish. You got it? Okay. You don't sit at home and worship this fish and put it in the garage and clean it up and shine it up and all that. You ain't gonna do all that. You catch it. You may take it home and eat it. Maybe show somebody. Like Patrice O'Neal said, you catch it. You look at it. You show off to your friends. You throw it out and you go out and fish again. You see? So yeah. Because with that, at my life seemed to be too complete. I mean, yeah, we can all work our way up to get, what we're worshiping at the time. Whatever it is, whether it's a computer, it's a phone, it's a woman, it's a car. And then why, but see, the next step is, a lot of people don't think about this, is okay, what's next? What's next? You got it. See, women, especially Western women, they can get there. And that is a whole different thought process for anybody who has any thought in their, mind in general. Because, for example, I use this situation a lot. See, and Patrice O'Neal used it. It's going to be all on the same lines. See, in the West, in relation to the world and money and blah, blah, and media and all that, bitches in the West are living on Mount Olympus, right? They're living on Mount Olympus. See, because all the media is coming from there, all the movies coming from there, and women, they never want to go down. They always want to go up. Well, when a woman is already living on Mount Olympus, well, where else is she gonna go after that? She don't got anything else to really work towards, fight for, nothing. She's already there. Cause woman, she ain't trying to get off Mount Olympus. Well, Patrice O'Neal, he pretty much he said Krypton. The bitches there, they living on Krypton already. You know what I'm saying? Well, which was kind of wrong because technically, if you're into that stuff, Krypton had that. I think they had the red sun, so they don't have powers on their planet. But when they come to, when they have a yellow sun, and that's where Superman's powers come from. He was a little off with that, but I see what he was saying. They was living on Krypton. Motherfuckers on Krypton, in this theory, are picking up cars and all that. So bitches, they not impressed by that. But at the same time, that's as high as it gets for them. So they end up more frustrated. So the more success you get, if you have any type of deeper insight on something, man, you're gonna have like you. you'll find that, okay, sometimes it's better to not be the best, because once you be the best at something, there's nowhere else to go but down. This is like the NBA. Motherfucker, you with Jordan and they was just dominating for 7 years. Well, yeah, I mean, that's cool, y'all winning championships, but okay, what's next? What's next? There's a great Twilight Zone episode about that. I can't remember what the name of it is, but this dude, he wanted to be the best pool player, billiards. And he played the best dude ever, right? I think, and the best dude just let him win. And the guy's like, "Are you fucking crazy? You know, are you crazy? You just let me win." But the best player, like, he knew, like, he got that insight, that wisdom of, look, if I'm the best, all that means is there's nowhere else for me to go but to keep, you know, playing with people who are now trying to be the best, and that shit gets old. I can't think of the name of the episode. I never knew the name of that. I think I just randomly watched it one time. Oh, this is a good one. We've all been raised on television to believe that one day we'd all be millionaires and movie gods and rock stars, but we won't. And we're slowly learning that fact. And we're very, very pissed off. Yeah. See, now this sentence right here, I'm going to read that again. We've all been raised on television to believe that one day we'd all be millionaires and movie gods and rock stars, but we won't, and we're slowly learning that fact, and we're very, very pissed off. You see, that line right there, mark my word, I give it about 5 years, 10 years, women will be saying that same shit. Women around the world will be saying this same shit. There are some women who can accept it now, but a lot of women are still holding out for that Netflix fantasy shit. They're still holding that Disney Netflix shit. They're holding out. But see, women have this same shit coming for them in about 5 to 10 years. Because what are feminists and everybody? They're telling them that one day they'll all be millionaires and they'll fuck movie gods and they'll fuck rock stars. But the reality is, do the simple math, they won't. 8 out of 10 women are chasing 1 out of 10 men. That means there's going to be a lot of women mad and bitter and end up in this. Guys, I give it about five to 10 years, but before the jig will be up. This might be from the book. Oh, that sounds pretty gang. So I read the whole thing. So it says, warning, if you are reading this, then this warning is for you. Every word you read of this useless fine print is another second off your life. It is from the book. Do you not have other things to do? Is your life so empty that you honestly can't think of a better way to spend these moments? Are you so impressed with authority that you give respect and credence to all that claim it? Do you read everything you're supposed to read? Do you think everything you're supposed to think? By what you're told to want. Get out of your apartment. Meet a member of the opposite sex. Stop the excessive shopping and masturbation. Quit your job. Start a fight. Prove you're alive. If you don't claim your humanity, you will become a statistic. You have been warned. I think this is like the first page of the book. Because I had the book years ago. Actually, I bought it when I first came to Prague at the bookstore. I'm pretty sure this is from the book. But I do like the line. Where is it? Where is it? Are you so impressed with authority that you give respect and credit to all that claim it? I like that. Do you read everything you're supposed to read? Do you think everything you're supposed to think? Yeah. That's some deep shit you take with you. That's some deep shit. Because like I did in the videos, a few videos back with that black dude with simping alpha's body. See, like, you know, it's real easy to talk fast and talk with haste and, you know, have a little attitude and speak clearly. And people will buy into that just because he's a figurehead of confidence. He's not actually saying anything that's, you know, that's going to be of benefit to you as a man. All right. It's just going to send you more into simp shit. There's a lot of guys who will do that. And it's easy to fall into that because the reality is, as men, like, you know, in the world, the world will happily watch you become beat down and submissive as a man. The world has no problem with watching you as a man be beat down to a pulp, being submissive. They have no problem with that. They have no problem with that. So what happens is some guys can find themselves in this position. They've been beaten down. They've been beaten down so bad they don't even know where to even get confidence from at all. And so the first guy, the first person who comes across, and they're speaking loud, and they're speaking, you know, whatever the fuck. This is how cult leaders are made. You see what I'm saying? The cult leaders, they prey on people like that. They don't matter what they say. Just say it loud, fast, with some haste and with some, you know, emotion in your voice. And that's 90% of the formula right there. And after that, just, you know, show some material objects that, like, that might be valuable. And it's sold. Yeah. Yeah. So that, like, again, what I said in that video with the simp and alpha's body. Listen, when you hear men speak, listen to what they actually saying. And are they saying shit that actually makes sense? Because you could find, you know, a dude who appears to be weak or whatever, and he'll say some shit that'll change your fucking perspective and mind on everything. If you don't know what you want, you end up with what you end up with a lot you don't. Yeah, that's true. But that could be a journey too. You know what I'm saying? But that's true. If you don't know what you want, you end up with a lot you don't. Yeah. Let me see what it says. If you're going to replace it every time. Oh yeah, this was good. You buy furniture. You tell yourself, this is the last sofa I'll ever need in my life. Buy the sofa. Then for a couple of years, you're satisfied that no matter what goes wrong, at least you've got your sofa issue handled. Then the right set of dishes. Then the perfect bed. The drapes. The rug. Then you're trapped in your own lovely nest, and the things you used to own, now they own you. Yeah. Yeah. That was from the book. Yeah. Yeah. And see, like, women, see, now here's the thing. See, women can live like that. Women can live like that. Men, no, because women are always defined by everything around them. That one woman does not define herself. She's defined by the acceptance of everybody else around her. So, yeah, that's true, too. So, anyway, back to the original topic of my thoughts on the movie. I thought it was a great movie. So, I mean, sure, there was, like, little parts that probably didn't age too well. But, I mean, that's just the course of life. Yeah, great movie. In reality, I think it was one of those things where it was relative to the situation, a blue pill dude who became red pill. That's about that's my overall assumption on it. He got the fucking bitches, you know. He was standing up for himself. He could start reading through bullshit games, and, you know, not only reading through them, but then actually, you know, employing something in his life to work against the bullshit games. Sounds like a man who went from blue pill to red pill. And I think it was a scenario where he just got lucky and he found his own crutch, which was, you know, which was himself. His crutch was himself. He didn't know it, you know, for theatrical effect and all that. I get that. But he needed somebody to help him get out of that shit, because he couldn't do it on his own, which that happens, especially for men, man. It's going to happen. Like I said, the world is happy to watch you go work 8-9 hours a day to go home to your perfectly dressed up apartment with nothing else to do. They don't care what you do after that. Society will happily watch you live your life out like that and doing everything for them. They don't care. You see, the world doesn't care about you. The world cares about a woman, but she don't care about you. Somebody's ringing my bell, man. It ain't nobody for me. But yeah, I'm in it off there anyway. But yeah, man, y'all have a good day, man. Bye.